All right, so we got this article sent in all about building a creative portfolio, and sounds like someone out there is ready to really make a splash.
And couldn't be more timely, right? I mean, everyone knows portfolios are important, but this deep dive is about unlocking those next level opportunities.
Totally. Though I gotta admit, even the word portfolio makes me a little, like you want to be creating, not organizing, you know?
Oh, tell me about it. But that's the thing. What if a killer portfolio isn't just about showing your work, but showing it strategically?
Okay, I like where you're going with that. This article seems to get right into it too. Like it doesn't mess around. It says a weak portfolio isn't just neutral, it's actively bad for you.
Yeah, that's what really struck me. It's easy to think, oh, no portfolio, just a missed opportunity. But it's more like you're starting off on the wrong foot before they even see your work.
It's like showing up to a big meeting in a wrinkled suit or with food stuck on your cheek or something. Might not totally ruin things, but not the first impression you want.
Right,
It's true.
exactly. And this ties into a deeper thing about first impressions in general. Your portfolio, in a lot of ways, I ask that. It's that curated glimpse into your skills, your style.
And your professionalism, let's be honest. Like, can this person even organize their ideas?
Right. It's offering that controlled narrative instead of that, here's every doodle I've ever made pile.
Which, let's be real, can get overwhelming fast, even if the work is good. There's an art to this, even if your art is, well, art.
And that's what this source nails, even though it's selling a service, gotta say. It smartly points out those pitfalls we all fall into, like disorganization, for one.
Oof, yes. I once found this artist online. Amazing work, truly unique, but their website, impossible to navigate, made me wonder if they even wanted clients, honestly.
And that highlights another point they hit. Not showcasing your best work. It's not a everything goes situation.
Right, it's got to be cohesive, telling a story even. Like, this is what I'm capable of, not just this is everything I've ever doodled.
Spot on. So how do we actually do that, though? This is where it goes from critique to actionable, which I love.
Okay, yeah, give us the goods. Like this bit about picturing your dream project, then choosing work that shows those skills.
Done.
So smart.
It's not just showing you can do stuff, but that you can do the stuff they want. Targeting matters.
Okay, so we've got the first impression down. We've got choosing the right pieces. What about how we actually present those pieces? Because this article is right. Presentation matters.
Hugey. It's like you could be the best chef in the world, but if you serve your food on a paper plate with plastic cutlery.
Yeah, it's like, come on, at least give me a tablecloth.
Exactly. A clean, organized presentation. It says you respect the viewer's time, and that elevates you from amateur to professional instantly. It really is about the whole package, isn't it? Like, even down to, is this a sleek website, a physical portfolio? The article talks about choosing the right platform, which I thought was
So,
interesting.
oh, totally, because that plays into the whole first impression thing too, right? Like, what's the vibe?
Exactly. Gotta think, what kind of work am I showing off? Who's gonna be seeing it? A digital portfolio might be perfect for a graphic designer, but a photographer might want a printed book. You know, something you can actually hold.
Yeah, show off that paper quality. So it's about context too, not just here's my stuff.
100%. And speaking of tailoring the message, this article nailed it with the whole customize for the opportunity thing. One size fits all does not work here.
It's like having different versions of your resume, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't apply to be a teacher with the same resume you use for a tech startup.
Exactly. Applying to do illustrations for a children's book? Better believe your portfolio's got to have that whimsical, fun vibe. But going for a gritty urban art grant. Time to showcase a different side of your skills.
Gotta play to your audience, show them what they want, while still being true to you, of course.
Absolutely. Authenticity is key, but knowing how to frame your work for different situations, that's huge. And this all ties into another good point they make. Keeping your portfolio fresh. It's not a one and done kind of deal.
So, like, constantly updating with every new project.
Well, it's a little more nuanced than that. Adding new work is important, yeah, but it's also about taking OUT outdated pieces.
Ooh, okay, so it's not just adding on, it's like curating from within. Brutal, but necessary, probably.
Exactly. As you grow, your skills change, your style might shift, your portfolio should reflect that. Don't be afraid to retire pieces that don't represent you anymore.
I feel like that takes some serious self-awareness, though, right? To be like, this doesn't represent me anymore, even if you still kind of like it.
It's tough, for sure. It's a process, like any creative endeavor,
Yeah.
but it's all part of putting your best foot forward, you know?
So we've covered a lot here. First impressions, choosing the right pieces, presentation, platform, keeping things fresh. This article's got us thinking.
It really has. But there are a few things it didn't get into, stuff that goes beyond the portfolio itself.
Ooh, juicy. All right, what else do we need to be thinking about? Spill the tea.
Well, I think no matter how fantastic your portfolio is, networking, actually getting out there and connecting with people, that's still crucial.
Building those relationships, putting a face to the name, showing the personality behind the work.
All of it. And that leads me to my last point.
What?
Feedback. Don't just rely on your own judgment. Get feedback from others, both inside and outside your field.
Because we're biased, let's be real. We know our work so well, we miss stuff. Plus, positive feedback never hurts, right?
Never hurts. But even constructive criticism, that's how we learn and grow. Don't be afraid to ask for it and be open to hearing what people have to say.
It's like you can get so in your own head about your work, you forget other people see it totally differently. Fresh eyes, man, so important.
100%. And it's not even just about getting that feedback, it's what you do with it, you know, being open to change.
Totally. This whole thing comes down to being proactive, right? Uh-huh. Like from choosing what to put in your portfolio to how you show it off to actually getting it out there.
Absolutely. A great portfolio, it's a tool, but it's not the whole game. Connections, feedback, constantly growing, it's all part of it.
Well said. This deep dive has been seriously eye-opening. This article, I'm telling you, so many good nuggets of advice.
Right. From those first impressions all the way to keeping things fresh, evolving as you do.
Makes you want to go revamp your own stuff immediately. But that's the thing. Knowing is only half the battle, right? Got to actually put it into practice.
100%. Knowledge is potential energy. You got to activate it. So go out there, experiment, make those tough choices about what makes the cut.
Because what's the point of a killer portfolio if it's just hiding on your computer?
Yeah, exactly. Got to share it with the world. Now, as we wrap this up, here's something to think about. Imagine you're the one looking at portfolios now. What makes you sit up and take notice? What's unforgettable?
Ooh, good question. It's got to be more than just technical skill, right? It's a feeling, a vibe.
Exactly. That unique voice, that creative vision, that's what makes you stand out.
I love that. Okay, listeners, as you're out there building your own amazing portfolios, remember, it's not just about the work, it's about you, your passion, your dedication, all of it.
And it's a journey, not a sprint. So enjoy the process, learn as you go, and never stop exploring.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's it for this deep dive, everyone. Hopefully you're feeling as fired up as we are. Now go make something awesome and then go show it off.